she folded this big one up. She's taking care of it. We just sit down and look at it, and we put the big one then in the pot the next day and wash it. She didn't know what she'd done.
Is that when she was not
She was
well?
Real sick.
Isn't that strange how much that
She
had
wanted
it?
To take care of that big one. She put them little, and then there was her best gowns and best slips and the wash rags and things that her children had given her never been touched. But she'd use a rag or something else. She'd use a rag on a bed before she put it, wearing that sheet out.
Isn't that something? We get these set habits.
I'm new about that one.
Are you?
Yeah.
Don't you do that? I guess I'm mad at my mother because she'd say things.
I got, when we had our wedding anniversary 2 years ago, I got enough gold towels with gold color. Flowers, everything with gold, and all the sheets and pillowcases I got was something with gold on it. It was a solid gold-looking sheet or the border, and my daughter's son was going to college and he got married, and I just taken all these old towels and sheets and pillowcases down. I said, Wessie, you reckon Sammy can use them? Oh, she said, oh, me and Miss Adams is having trying to get them some sheets and pillowcases, towels together. She said, yeah, they can use them.
Is that right?
Because I got so many, I knew that 10, 12, 15 towels will do us the rest of our days. Good, great, big, nice ones, and all them sheets and pillowcases. Go on using yours and give them. Somebody else could use them.
Is that That's brilliant. Let's see, we just said this. When you dry off from taking a bath, you dry on a...
With a towel.
All right. And when you want to get some water, and you have running water in your house, you turn on something...
The faucet and get more water.
Suppose it were in the yard. What would you call it then?
A hydrant, I reckon.
All right. Suppose you remember when they used to have something like that on a beer barrel? You'd turn something, or well, a barrel.
That was a faucet.
And that was a faucet on the
barrel. Yeah, that was a faucet on
the barrel. Molasses out of barrel.
Yeah,
I was going to say molasses too.
Now we had a round hole in that barrel, and you tilted that barrel over, and Papa put a tin on that barrel, you see? And when you tilted that barrel over and drawed you, say, a gallon of syrup out of that can, this piece, it didn't get on the barrel. It was on this tin, and they take a your finger and wipe it off and then clean all that off, keep the ants from trying to get in the back.
This was for what?
Syrup, you know, what we was talking about, a faucet on the barrel. Of course, we had faucets on the barrel, but we had a hole in this barrel.
Oh, the bung.
Oh, the bung hole. Got a wooden, it was cut out and then put back with a nail or something in here to pull it out. It went back in that hole.
What did you call that you put back in?
Bung. The bung hole.
The bung.
What bung? I don't know what bung means, but that's what they call it.
I don't know, but I'm sure somebody will find out one of these days. It was so cold at our house last night that one of the pipes froze and...
bursted.
What did they keep? You mentioned that they kept things in barrels. What did they keep molasses in?
Barrels and finally... Well, my daddy used to put them in bottles and jugs and demijohns and barrels. Whatever the man brought there... to put his syrup in, when he made that man's syrup, he put it in the barrel. He hardly ever put them in jugs. He might have demijohn or something like that. But he used barrels, mostly, or cans, gallon cans. Well, a gallon can don't hold exactly a gallon of four. Take five cans holds.
4 gallons.
4 gallons, yeah. Those gallon cans that you get, they don't hold
that.
A gallon. They don't.
I didn't know that.
That's true.
Tell her how much total your daddy got.
You know, my daddy, every fifth gallon my daddy kept for making syrup for this man. That man made 75 gallons of syrup. He got the fifth of that. That's all he charged. He furnished his hands, and he paid his hands off for syrup. That's, and
there wasn't no money.
There wasn't no money, no way.
He paid them with syrup.
He paid.
I'm going to get something straight before we go any further. Is syrup the same thing as
molasses, yeah, made from blue. I never knew until after I married in 20 anything about sorghum or any other kind of syrup to make syrup, but out in blue ribbon sugar cane. It was blue. It was the stalks was blue. There were no green. There were no sorghum. There were no.